Georgina Krauth has a story, and Kevin Brunt of Eyewitness News was reporting on it yesterday as well. The city has put out some media statements about it. And one of the headlines, one of the stories, is New Cape Town Solar Panel Plant Gives Power to the True Agents of Change, Women. Andre Mühlmann is the CEO of that company, EGA Energy Africa. Andre, hard not to notice that I'm talking to a male CEO about a company with an all-female workforce. Are you planning to replace yourself soon? Good afternoon.
Yes, John, yeah. Maybe we're going to have to do something about that.
Okay, so, I mean, that's it. Apart from you, the workforce is 100% female?
That's correct.
And that was a deliberate decision taken when you were planning to set this business up?
Yeah, you know, John, we've realized that predominantly, in the industry of manufacturing, it's mostly dominant by males. So we thought that we would give the ladies a chance. And, John, we haven't regretted our decision, as our ladies are very meticulous. And, maybe women give more attention to detail than men.
And what are they going to be doing? Because one of the problems with solar panel manufacture in South Africa has been a longstanding requirement for a certain amount of local content, but that requirement has been removed. Does that make it easier for you to set this plant up?
Yeah, that's correct. We had a lot of assistance from the guys from Westgrow, making this opportunity happen. So, yeah, things are looking very positive for us.
And you have achieved, I read, a very hard-to-achieve certification from a German quality control body for the panels that you're going to be making.
Yeah, that's correct, John. So we have received the TÜV Rheinland certification, and which is recognized internationally as one of the highest certification standards that you can achieve. So we are very proud of that.
And does having that certification make it easier for you to export the panels? I mean, I kind of hope that everything you make will have a market here in South Africa, but perhaps return on investment is bigger if you have a certain percentage of what you manufacture exported?
Yeah, we have already had inquiries from the U.S. and from the European Union to export smaller panels. There's not a lot of small solar panel manufacturers in the world that has got this. I mean, we're the only one with this certification. But our main market is sub-Saharan Africa. We try to cater for the poor rural African communities. But giving somebody that potentially spend 10% of his disposable income on a solar panel, we want to give him the best panel that we can.
And Andre, the panels that you are manufacturing, are they special in any way other than that they're being manufactured in Cape Town with a 100% female workforce? And is there any kind of new technology in them that makes them more efficient than other solar panels? And what would be your selling points for these panels?
Yeah, I think the one reason is that this is small panels, tier one, which means it's top quality. And what we are basically guaranteeing is that if we sell you a 20-watt panel, that the output of that is going to be exactly that. We test it. We make sure that that is correct.
I look at the price that you're going to be charging for these 20-watt panels selling for $18, which equates to, in today's exchange rates, around just over 300 Rand. And I go, wow. That's not a bad price, but I haven't been in the market for solar panels, so I don't know how competitive that price is.
Yeah, the price is relatively competitive. I mean, we are below the landed Chinese prices in South Africa and in the rest of Africa. And we are hoping to drive that cost down as we are upgrading our facility. That's a good price. It's really, internationally, it's below the market price.
And your market then is people who don't have big suburban three-bedroom or four-bedroom, two-bathroom, three-bathroom homes, which would need a lot more than 20 watts in order to give them assistance during load shedding. You're looking at properties that perhaps one or two, maybe three panels, 60 watts, pretty much taking care of their energy needs?
Yeah, so our starting point is a 20-watt panel, which is, so in our plant, we can manufacture up to 400-watt panels, so we can manufacture the bigger panels. The market segment which we are catering for is just, as I said, the urban and rural poor in Africa. So typically, you would buy a 20-watt solar panel with a 10,000 milliamp or a 20,000 milliamp power bank. So your solar panel would charge your power bank, and you can then charge your cell phone. You can have four or five lights in your house. So this is typically people that don't have access to grid-tied energy.
André, thank you very much for explaining that to us, and well done on setting up this venture. André Moorman is the CEO of EGA, Ener-G-Africa.